Monday, November 13th. On the chopper up to Camp David, President got into personnel again. He wants to see Harry Dent to discuss general political things. Thinks Kurt Count should get out of the administration. Wonders if Helen Bentley is a Catholic, might use her as Secretary of Transportation. Also whether Ussery is a Catholic. Got into the inaugural question of Ormandy and the Valley Forge group for the inaugural concert. Then said he wanted to talk to Dent about political plans and election analysis, particularly how we build in the South and work with the Wallace people, how to build our political contacts throughout the government, that we need to get other people in and out now, that we can't let a close-in group divide the administration into cliques. He feels we need an analysis of the Republican vote and the Republican Party turnout, because we had a net loss of one governor and a net loss of four state legislatures, which is the Republican Party at the lower levels, and is a hell of a drag. He wants to check to see if we really made the effort to get all the Republicans out, or did we rely too much on Dole and the National Committee. With only a 55% turnout, we should have won a big Republican vote. There must have been a weak Republican effort. We should examine this ruthlessly. No excuses. Get out a lot of stories about the fact that he's pleased with the Mexican vote, etc. On personnel, he went on with the need to get better names of Mexicans and so on to appoint, particularly a justice. Look for Villanova graduates and that kind of thing. Wants to get some women in key spots, Barbara Franklin types. Wants to be sure that Christmas and the inaugural plans are all just for the NAM, New American Majority types, not just the old elite, that we must broaden it. Feels the inaugural has got to be done our way. We can't let the District of Columbia people get hold of it. We should be sure the parade represents the new majority, ethnic costumes and so on. Wants a planning crew on this to make it symbolic and colorful. Don't let the Marriott's claque dominate. He decided to have Colson up this afternoon for a meeting and dinner tonight. And he had a long discussion as to Colson's role. Discussed with Chuck first, not as a fait accompli, let the president sell it to him. He feels he would be a waste as Secretary of Labor because that's not the stroke we need. And in the White House, he can't be as effective, and the RNC is a total waste because you can't have a chairman exerting influence, and that's what Chuck needs to do. We need to find a way to enormously expand his reach. Also, the problem of confirmation. In the meeting with Chuck, he got into the question of the law firm, told him that he'd make Colson R. Clark Clifford. Regarding labor, we need a secretary who is Colson's man and who is acceptable to Fitzsimmons, Hall, and Brennan, and not totally averse to Meany. Brennan is a possibility. Dusty Miller of the Teamsters might be okay as a health problem. Ussery would be okay, but too much into the bureaucracy. Says Colson has to be the man to see for labor and make sure the White House does the right thing. Constant communication, handle their problems. The Secretary of Labor must be Colson's man. Anyone that wants to see the president has to go through Colson. Also, in his firm, he should be counsel to the National Committee. He should bring in a bunch of good young lawyers, bank a big firm, get the milk producers, set up a good tax department, an antitrust, and a media department. Tie closely to Don Kendall's business group and break with the business council. He got into the exhausted volcano thing again and said you've got to have something new to shoot at. You need new goals, not just elect Agnew or a Republican Congress. We've got to keep the Democrats hopelessly divided and move in on the new people to give them a chance to find a home in our place. He feels that if Chuck tried to do it from the inside, he'd have to change position, get out of trying to sell programs. The advantage of this would be the aura of the White House. The disadvantage is he's more restricted in what he can do, constantly on the defensive, and there needs to be the outside firm. The problem of leaving, Chuck raised, is that it looks like he's guilty on Watergate. So we got into a compromise thing where in the White House, Colson would get the right people in position, get the right issues going, deal with the groups and set up liaison work, take a 4 to 6 months to set up a game plan for the new majority, dismantle the Colson office gradually, Colson take over the responsibility of moving on the new majority in the White House until it's time for him to move out. Meanwhile, keep Scribner at the National Committee, and Colson move ahead on putting together the Industrial Peace Commission and that sort of thing. After our meeting, Ehrlichman joined us for dinner and just general political discussion. Then after they left, President called me back this evening, wanted to review it in general and set up a schedule for bringing Connolly, the Vice President, Malik, and a few others up during the balance of the week. November 13th.